"Enough, Stephen. Get your stuff and sit there," she shouted, pointing at the uninhabited desk at the front of the room. "And if you interrupt me one more time, I'll send you to Mr. Walker. And you know what he thinks of insolence, don't you?" I did. He thought it was really bad. He thought it'd give him the right to bellow at you for 10 minutes and then send your parents a letter home, telling them just what a little shit you were. But I got my bag and my coat and trudged wearily to my new home, all alone. The footballer who's been sent off for one mistimed tackle too many. I sat down, opened my books, and turned off, escaping into my own personal world of large-breasted housewives inviting me in to service them while their husbands toiled at work in factories and garages. How long I stayed like that is anyone's guess. But my fantasies were interrupted by a knock on the door and the sight of Mrs. Cook walking in with a girl I'd never laid eyes on before.